Preaching is far more important than most people realize. The Word of God tells us that faith is received by hearing. The method that I'm going to teach you will work for absolutely anybody, and the perfect example is Mother Teresa.
And this unity can be done beautifully if you bring the rosary back into your family.
Mother Teresa used this method. Mother Teresa wasn't a preacher. She was very introverted. She was soft-spoken, and English wasn't her first language. But when Mother Teresa spoke, people would listen.
You will love one another as God loves each one of you.
So first, I'm going to share with you the theological foundations for the method. Then I'm going to work with you point by point so that you can clearly understand what your process should be when preparing your talk, your homily, or anything else that needs to be delivered concerning the Catholic faith. Even more importantly, I'm going to share with you how you must deliver it. This is very important, so stick with me. The primary foundation for the method comes from the first apostolic preacher, St. Peter. St. Peter was the first person to preach with the power of the Holy Spirit after Pentecost, and he was wildly successful. These are the words of St. Peter. Whoever preaches, let it be with the words that God supplies, so that in this God might be glorified. When we ask the Lord, what is your message? He will bless it, and we will then apply our skills and our talents under his inspiration. How do I hear the voice of God more clearly? Well, this brings us to our next saint. One of the greatest preachers who ever lived was St. Dominic. His preaching was so exceptional that his religious community was literally called the Order of Preachers. How did St. Dominic prepare every single talk, every single sermon, every homily, every time he had to deliver the faith? He prayed the Most Holy Rosary. Praying the Most Holy Rosary is absolutely essential to the method. Why? Because we need to call down the assistance of the Mother of God. She's the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Where Mary is, the Holy Spirit comes. She's a mediatrix of all grace. Touching souls is a grace from God. The monotony of praying the rosary, it kills my self-will. It shuts down my own ideas. I meditate upon the life of Christ. When I'm saying the words of sacred scripture, the Holy Spirit stirs up. And as I'm praying the rosary, the ideas will come to me. Praying the rosary is a protection from the wickedness and the snares of the devil. Also, one of Our Lady's great charisms is to crush the head of the serpent. And when we pray the rosary and we're preparing a talk, Our Lady will intercede for us, and she will put in our minds and in our hearts the ideas that we need to communicate that will strike the head of the serpent in the lives of those who are listening. So, quick review. Our goal is to deliver God's message, because God's message is blessed, and we can glorify Him and praise Him whenever it's done well. I will hear the Word of God most clearly through the soul of the Virgin Mary, because her soul magnifies the Lord. Where should I prepare? Arguably one of the greatest preachers of modern times is Fulton Sheen. Fulton Sheen spent the last part of his life giving retreats to priests. And in those retreats, he was trying to convince them they too have the ability to speak with authority, to preach under the power of the Holy Spirit. But where were they going to get these words? In the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. In the Most Holy Eucharist, we have Jesus Christ really, truly, and substantially present. That is where homilies are born. That is where talks are born. It is in the presence of God that we will most clearly hear the voice of God. Now that we've covered the foundations of the method, I'm going to go through a step-by-step process for you, and then we're going to cover how you should deliver this. So, step number one, you consecrate whatever it is to God. Go to the Blessed Sacrament and get out your rosary. When you pray the rosary for the intention of, God, what is your message? As you're praying, your ideas will begin to come to you. Feel free, just write them down, whatever's flowing through you, whatever's moving in your heart. The voice of Mary will sometimes make a mental clarity, and you just all of a sudden understand what you need to communicate. Or you'll feel a strong tugging in your heart. First thing I personally ask when I'm doing this, what is the goal of this talk? For example, the goal of this video is to give you the method and to convict you that anybody can do this. Now I'm going to say, okay, what is my first point? What saints do you want me to call upon? God will take advantage of your own natural abilities and skills and stories that you know, and things will begin to work and to flow. You can write it out word for word if you want. You can write down bullet points. You have to have a plan of attack on how you're going to deliver God's message. Failure to prepare is preparing yourself to fail. It's important before your talk that you review. Why do I need to review? Because you're not going to be reading your notes. You're going to deliver. You're not going to read. You're going to preach. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, if you can't remember the points that you want to make, then the people who you're delivering it to shouldn't remember. I'm going to get into why we need to speak from the heart, but just know you're going to review because you're not going to be reading your notes. This brings us to the most important part of your sermon, your talk, or your homily, and that's the delivery. Before you give your talk, I encourage you to pray. Have a sense of the presence of God. Consecrate everything to the Most Holy Virgin Mary. Consecrate your heart to her. Say, Blessed Mother, give me your heart that you may love them through me. Blessed Mother, give me your eyes so that I can see them the way that you see them. This is where your fervor is going to come. When she allows you to see them the way that she sees them, she doesn't just look at them and see a single soul. The Virgin Mary sees every single person in their life who they're meant to impact if they do the will of God. So that adds a sense of urgency. St. Dominic would say, before giving your talk, it's absolutely critical to pray at least one Hail Mary for yourself, but also with the people who are going to be hearing you, because souls are like dirt. And often the ground is not fertile. It needs to receive a little bit of moisture so that the word that you're going to preach, the seed that you're going to plant, will bear fruit. Let's discuss the part that you're probably most nervous about, the delivery. This is public speaking, public preaching, not public reading. Your audience will lose interest if you begin to read to them. When you read your message, it lacks credibility. Imagine you were going to have a meeting with somebody and you said to them, Johnny, you really need to stop doing drugs. Drugs are poisonous to the body. Imagine this. You look straight into their eyes and you say, Johnny, please stop this. We need to get you help. You're ruining your family. Cor et cor locutor. That's Latin for heart speaking to heart. If I believe what I'm preaching, I should be able to preach about it from my heart. When I don't have the written word in front of me, I can't hide behind anything. I have to reach deep down in my soul and preach what has been put there. So I know it can be scary. If you have quotes, go ahead, read them. But the same Spirit that delivered the message to you in the chapel, the same Spirit that was with you when you were reviewing, is going to be the same Spirit that delivers it. Trust in the power of the Holy Spirit. Do not limit the Holy Spirit by being stuck to a script. When you're looking at a script, you're not looking into the soul of your audience. You look at this person, Holy Spirit puts something inside of your soul. You start saying something and it was powerful. Trust in the power of God to speak through you. And afterwards, when you've touched people's heart and people are there, maybe they're crying or they're saying, wow, that was a beautiful homily, Father. Wow, that sermon changed my life. What are you going to say? Well, praise be to God, because you deep down know, where did the word come from? It came from God. How did you obtain the word? From the Virgin Mary. And the power of the Holy Spirit came upon you and people's lives were changed. You can't take any credit for yourself. This is what St. Peter meant. Let he who preach, preach the words that God provides. That way in this, he may be glorified in all things. My brothers and sisters, have faith. I've taught this to priests, deacons, religious sisters, and even high school students, and it works. I use this method not just for public speaking, but to plan and to present every single YouTube video that I have ever made. This works, this works, this works. If you're introverted, it doesn't matter. The Word of God will speak through you. If you're quiet, that's fine. Be yourself. Allow the Word of God to flow through you. If you're animated, if you're loud, if you're passionate, praise be to God, still allow the Word of God to flow through you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed Mother, we consecrate all of our apostolic endeavors to you. You are the spouse of the Holy Spirit. You are the queen of humility. We ask you for the grace to be truly humble, to have a distrust of ourselves that we can lean upon the Lord and His message. We ask for you to intercede for us with your spouse, the Holy Spirit, that he can flow through us, that the promises of Pentecost might be made real in our lives, and that through us, the face of the earth might be renewed. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you very soon.